Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Just a few days ago, Steve Coleman, the director of the State Conservation Service, retired. And looking back at his 37-year career is sort of a snapshot of progress in conservation efforts here.
Oh my gosh. I guess for me, saw just a very narrow aspect of the conservation program by providing the mapping of soils and working with landowners one-on-one in the field. And the value of that great product that we have here in the Commonwealth with the entire state being mapped and having that resource information available to do conservation planning, to moving up through water quality issues, farmland protection, and then in a more active role at the division level as assistant director and managing programs and working with personnel and working with all of 121 conservation districts. Your vision, I guess, expanded immensely of all the things that go on day in and day out in the conservation program here in Kentucky.
And that work so many years ago on soil mapping as a resource, like most conservation programs, is a benefit to all Kentuckians, rural and urban.
Soil fertility and soil erosion and conservation planning to urban areas where we talk about shrink swell and the settling of homes or the slippage of buildings on property or whatever the case may be. That's a valuable resource inventory on every single acre.
And through volunteer efforts at every county conservation district, he says, we put these resources to work to conserve and protect our soil and water. We'll be right back.
We are the Bach family from Bath County, Kentucky.
We have beef cattle, grain, and some fruits and vegetables. Our beef herd is about 240 mama cows.
We try to do the best job that we can so that the consumer is satisfied.
I feel I'm really blessed to be able to work with my family.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming. It's a good life. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
You can't squeeze a 37-year career into a three-minute program, but we can, with Steve Coleman's recollections, point to a few highlights along the way that continue their impact on the state today.
The Ag District program, where landowners can put their land in an agricultural district and receive some protection for keeping it in agricultural production.
He says probably the premier conservation event in his tenure was in the state's Ag Water Quality Act of 94. It still brings together researchers, permitting agencies, conservation technicians, and landowners to establish individual water quality plans. He feels it served somewhat as a model for the nation.
And that's just been, for me, a real interesting involvement in that whole discussion, and really I think places Kentucky kind of in the forefront of being able to address water quality concerns with agriculture through that mechanism of the Ag Water Quality Act.
And we salute Steve Coleman and conservation districts across the state. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.